following podcast is scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit. Introducing your host, based out of City Beautiful. He bleeds black and gold with a rebel heart, and that's undisputed. Peyton Wessner!
Baby, I'm Peyton Wessner, and welcome to Next Stop, the only daily NXT podcast on iTunes and Spotify. And the best part, this episode is going to be a lot shorter than any Adam Cole successful title defense for the NXT Championship. If you are a longtime listener, you know exactly how I started the first ever Next Stop podcast. It was with a baby, and that is how episode one went down. Just a little programming note, if you try to listen to some of those early episodes, I don't know what's going on. Apple Podcasts is giving me a lot of trouble. A lot. It keeps on saying the podcast episodes are not available. Side note, if you want to listen to all 24 Next Stop episodes, Spotify is the way to go. If you want to listen to some of the newer ones only, Apple Podcasts should suffice. Not sure what's going on. Nevertheless, thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, I said it yesterday. This is the Adam Cole episode. I'm not really sure how this episode is going to play out. Is it going to be an appreciation episode? I mean, I don't really want to make this an obituary in case he retains. I'll just provide some fun facts. How about that? Why Adam Cole is the greatest NXT champion of all time? Let me back it up with some stats. I shared a couple yesterday. Obviously, longest reigning NXT champion of all time, 340 days. He is tied for the most title defenses with Adrian Neville, 8 title defenses. What else makes Cole's title reign very unique? Well, let's think about some of the past champions, which have really defined the black and gold brand. You think about the inaugural champion, the first ever NXT champion, Seth Rollins. Well, Rollins' involvement on the main roster really inhibited him from representing NXT solely. Cole never really shucked the NXT brand or put the championship on the side to pursue main roster glory with Undisputed Era. It's a very similar situation, which mirrors one another. Think about what Rollins did with The Shield in the early days of NXT. We're talking 2012 into the early days of 2013. Everyone in Undisputed Era stayed in NXT. When the Street Profits were NXT Tag Team Champions last summer and doing the whole showing up on Raw and cutting backstage promos, previewing the main event or the next pay-per-view, whatever it may be, Undisputed Era could have followed them and struck up a rivalry. Maybe this is even early 2019 where Gargano and Ciampa get pushed together in the Dusty Cup DIY and then show up challenging The Bar, Cesaro and Sheamus, on Monday Night Raw. Undisputed Era could have done that. Cole could have been the only one remaining in NXT and just followed Strong, Fish, and O'Reilly to the main roster, kind of being a roving champ, especially since, as in the days of Rollins, NXT was still taped in 2019 until the fall. They were still running taped episodes, taping on one day, 3 to 4 weeks worth of material. It could have been easily done. He didn't. Who are some other champions which really personified the brand? I think Kevin Owens is a very important champion because of his challenge to John Cena, and then following Cena around, winning at Elimination Chamber 2015, a big win for NXT and a big step in the right direction. Finn Balor, of course, had a very instrumental impact. I did enjoy Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Roode. Not sure if the impact is similar to that of an Owens. I think Owens' main roster presence is very important to consider, because he didn't drop the title. It's not as though he was showing up on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown or even main event without the title. He was actually defending the title across the main roster. Those three brands all had one Kevin Owens NXT Open Challenge Championship title defense. Tommaso Ciampa deserves a lot of credit, being a hated heel full of vitriol and venom, everyone hating him besides me. He did so much for the brand in very short order. It's funny, as I was looking up statistics to back up my Adam Cole greatest NXT champion of all time argument, I went and found all the title defenses throughout NXT history. And Ciampa? How many times do you think he defended the title on NXT TV? I count only televised title defenses in my data and my statistics. Do you know? Pause the podcast if you want a moment to think, because I'm going to tell you the answer. The answer is 3 title defenses. He beat Johnny Gargano in a last man standing match, beat Velveteen Dream, and then went on to beat the man he took the title from, Aleister Black, NXT TakeOver Phoenix. 200 plus days as a champion, only 3 title defenses. It's crazy to me. Maybe it's because I come from a background of mixed martial arts, and I think with professional wrestling, if you're going to show up on television so much, you need to have matches and matches which have stakes. How about Finn Balor and his 292-day title reign? How many title defenses? 3. Yeah, only 3. He beat Kevin Owens at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, which was his first title defense. If you remember, he ended up beating Owens over in Japan. Then he doubled up and beat Samoa Joe twice before losing to Joe at a house show in Lowell, Massachusetts. So who are some of the champions who really had quite a few title defenses? I mentioned Cole's 8. It's tied with Adrian Neville, who had so many title defenses, a lot against Tyson Kidd and Sami Zayn, or a culmination of the two in a fatal 4-way, which also included Tyler Breeze, if you remember. How about Kevin Owens? His ascension in NXT was very swift, fighting for the championship in only his 3rd WWE match. He had 4 title defenses, if my memory recalls. Finn Balor. The Sami Zayn one does not count as a successful title defense, as it was a no contest. Then the 3 open challenges on the main roster. My point I'm trying to get across is this is a very special title reign for Adam Cole. You would have thought Cole, being someone who constantly relies on his teammates, his faction mates, Roderick Strong, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly, would not want to defend the belt so often. There are quite a few instances I remember from these 340 days in which Cole was looking for a way out, or he was disgusted with William Regal for scheduling a title defense. It's funny because I often remember the Adam Cole documentary by Kenny Johnson on YouTube, a fantastic wrestling documentarian. I consider him a historian, always great video content. I would almost encourage you to consider in the same breath as WWE's 24 series or 365 days, because it does convey the emotions of the wrestlers, the behind the scenes, and it's essentially that, but for the independents. And the episode with Adam Cole, Cole actually said his character is someone who you would consider chicken shit. Okay, so he's a coward, essentially. Not in this reign, boys and girls, not in this reign. It's an aspect everyone should be impressed by, looking back over this, man, almost a year of Adam Cole as the NXT champion. Another thing, and I have no tangible data or statistics to back this up, is Undisputed Era and Adam Cole drive merchandise. Very good t-shirt designs on WWE Shop. I'm not going to lie, I have 3 Undisputed Era shirts, and that's out of the 5 WWE/NXT t-shirts I have bought over the last 6 months. It's something which is really important when considering the value of a talent to the company, to the brand. It's important. It's just like having John Cena drive merchandise sales during the PG era. Yeah, a lot of people, especially older wrestling fans, may not have liked Cena. But if the kids were draping the spinny belt over their shoulders, or wearing the wristbands, or waving the towels, the never give up towels, or just wearing the John Cena t-shirt, hey, WWE has your money, and it's because of John Cena. Cole has been benefiting the WWE through profits in my household, because the money I am not devoting to going to house shows in the Florida loop are spent on Undisputed Era shirts. Velveteen Dream and his apparel could be just as popular. I haven't really tried to even hunt for the consumer insights. I would say he does have some very stylish apparel. I like the Dream Over shirt, which was just released. A championship shirt would probably sell just as well. But we're not talking about Dream versus Cole and who will win. I'm talking about Adam Cole as a champion. Because past champions really haven't done what Cole has done for this brand. Representing it on the main roster. Representing it on pay-per-views. Survivor Series. Making NXT not feel like a developmental brand as it has been so often dubbed in the past. And to this day, some people still recognize NXT as a developmental brand. Cole has really bucked the stigma. Could anyone else have? Maybe Finn Balor's champion? Nevertheless, if today is the last day Adam Cole's NXT champion, we've seen something very, very unique and awe-inspiring during his title reign. Not only in what he's been able to overcome as someone who is undersized. Think about that. Very undersized is Cole compared to what has been constructed and envisioned as the professional wrestler going back 10 to 20 years ago. And then you think about what he has done in ring. I mentioned the title defense is another stat, and maybe this is where I will leave you. Adam Cole has defeated 3 past NXT champions in his successful title defenses. No one has ever done that. Kevin Owens only beat 2 past or future NXT champions, and Finn Balor and Neville. You even look at Balor, Samoa Joe and Owens were his 2. The number 3, very important and very impressive. Clearly it shows the type of opponent, the quality of opponent Adam Cole has knocked off during his 8 title defenses. Imagine if he would have ended up beating Seth Rollins. It would have been 4 and he would have really blown everyone else away. Now, if Dream beats him, Ciampa will be tied with him because Ciampa's defenses were against Gargano, Dream, and Black. But right here, right now, in this moment, Adam Cole has defeated more past NXT champions in his title defenses, his successful title defenses, than any other NXT champion. What Cole has done for NXT will forever be etched in NXT history. And that's undisputed. Well, this episode sure wasn't the length of Cole Gargano 3 in Toronto. Instead, it was more like, I don't know, the length of Cole versus Matt Riddle, which was around 14 minutes, if I recall. Thank you so much for tuning in. What do you think? Do you think Adam Cole is the greatest NXT champion of all time? My argument had some very telling statistics, and get a hold of me and get a hold of the show at NXT Wednesday on Twitter or at PCWESNER, at PC Westner. Hit me up. Tell me what you think. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor, please, 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 and rate, review, and subscribe to Next Stop on iTunes. Follow the show on Spotify. The last 2 episodes were basically a primer for tonight's NXT. Do not miss it, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on USA Network. We'll have a post show and a recap for you early Thursday. Until then, it's a daily podcast. We're going to figure it out.